Good morning.
早晨好。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, as we go through this week of leading up to Easter, would you help us to remember your sacrifice?
亲爱的主，当我们就是来经历此周的时候，要去复活节的时候，求你帮我，让我们能够纪念，记住你为我们所做的牺牲。
Help us to remember what great love took you to the cross.
让我们能够记住你在十字架上为我们所付出的大爱。
So that on Sunday, as we celebrate your resurrection, we will have remembered through the week what that cost.
让我们这个下周日纪念复活节的庆祝复活节的时候，我们能够真正知道说你为我们所付出的是何等大的代价。
And we will rejoice with you on Sunday.
我们在复活节就可以和你一起来欢欣。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Last week, we began looking at the line of the creed that says, He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried.
上个星期我们看使徒信经里的一句说，在本丢比拉多手下受难，受死，埋葬。
Romans 5 tells us something about what that means.
罗马书第五章告诉我们这个是什么意思。
Says, for while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
He says, for scarcely will one die for a righteous person.
为义人死是少有的。
Perhaps for a good one, person one would dare to die.
为人人死或者有敢做的。
He's making this contrast.
他在这里做了一个对比。
That someone might give their life to save the life of a very good person.
有人可能是会牺牲他们自己的生命去换拯救一个非常好的人。
But then he goes on with the contrast. But God shows his love for us. In that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
但是对比在这里，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
He is saying that when Christ died for us, we were not a righteous person.
他是说，当耶稣为我们死的时候，我们并不是义人。
We were not good people.
我们也不是好人。
We were still sinners. We were still rebels against God.
我们仍然是罪人，仍然是跟神作对的这种悖逆的人。
And Christ died for us.
但是在那个时候，耶稣就为我们死了。
Last week we began looking at what it means that Christ is our, Jesus was our all-sufficient sacrifice.
上个星期我们看到耶稣，为什么说耶稣是我们全然的足够的牺牲。
And I want to look at that more this week.
那我这个星期想多花一点时间来仔细的看。
Back in the 1990s, I was pastoring a church in Taiwan.
在1990年左右呢，我在台湾牧会。
And a teacher from the public school called.
有一个学校的老师就给我打电话。
And said, I'm teaching my students about American holidays.
他说我在教学生这个美国的节假日。
And next week is Easter.
下个星期日呢是复活节。
And so I would like to bring them to your church to find out about an American holiday.
所以呢，我希望能带学生到主日的星期日的时候到你们学校教会来看看那美国的节日是怎么样的。
And so they came to our Easter service.
所以他们那个复活节的那个主日崇拜他们就来了。
And then they stayed after the service for a time of Q&A.
然后呢，在这个崇拜结束之后呢，他们就继续还留下来，有一个这个问答。
And in that time, first I tried to explain to them why Easter is not an American holiday.
然后呢，在这个问答的这个过程中呢，我首先想向他们解释为什么复活节不是一个美国的节日。
That it is for all people.
那是为所有人的。
But then I asked them for questions.
然后我就问，让他们提问。
And the first question that a young lady in the class asked was this.
一个课上的一个女生，她提的第一个问题就是
She pointed to the cross at the front of our church.
她就指着教会前面的这个十字架问说
And she said, why do you have a cross in your church?
说你们教会为什么有一个十字架呢？
You see, if you think about it,
如果你想一下
No other religion has such an ugly symbol.
没有别的宗教，它有这样一个丑陋的标志。
Now you might say, the cross in our church isn't ugly.
你会说，哦，我们教会那十字架可是不丑啊。
But if you say that, it's because you have forgotten what the cross is about. It's about death.
如果你这样说，是你忘了十字架到底是它的意义是什么？它是在于死。
Judaism has a star as its symbol.
犹太教呢，它的象征，它的标志是一颗星星。
A symbol of light.
是一个象征，光亮，象征光。
Islam has a crescent moon, a symbol of light.
然后呢，伊斯兰教呢，它是有一个这个弯月，也是象征这个光亮。
Buddhism, a lotus blossom, a symbol of peace.
然后呢，佛教呢，它是一个莲花，象征着和平、平安。
We have a symbol of death.
但是我们的标志却是死亡。
And so I want to start.Today, by giving you the answer that I tried to give that young lady.
然后呢，我今天课上呢，我要先向你们展示我当时想给这位年轻女生的答案。
Why would we put a symbol of death at the front of our church?
我们为什么要把一个死亡的标志、一个象征放在教会的前门呢？正进入口呢？
I told her that day that one reason is we want to remember the cross reminds us of how terrible our sin is.
我告诉她十字架是想要首先是要我们记住说我们的罪是何等之深。
In Romans 3, Paul says there is no one righteous.
在罗马书第三章保罗说没有一人。
No, not one.
一个也没有。
No one understands. No one seeks for God.
没明白的，没有寻求神的。
They have all turned aside, become worthless. No one does good, not even one.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Last week, I talked to you about how terrible a cross, the death on a cross was.
上个星期我讲到在十字架上的那个死亡是多么的可怕痛苦。
But there is something that makes that particularly horrible in the case of Jesus.
在耶稣的情况之下有一个是更加的一个可怕的一点在于。
Because you see, when we read about something that is terrible that has happened, we can always thinkI wouldn't do that.
然后呢，当我们读到一些很可怕的发生的事情的时候，我们就会说，我不会那样做。
We read about a mass murder and we think, oh, that's terrible. I don't know. A good person would never do that.
然后我们读到这个大的屠杀，我们就会说，哦， 太可怕了，一个好人是不会这样去做的。
But part of the horror of the cross is that it was good people who killed Jesus.
然后这个十字架的一个很可怕的地方在于是好人，他们杀害了耶稣。
When we read the Easter story, we imagine the Jewish leaders as being cruel and harsh.
我们读这个复活节故事的时候，我们想象的就是这个犹太人的领袖，他们就是很残忍，他们非常的严苛。
That really isn't true.
但是实际上不是那样的。
I hope Pastor Joe is not listening.
我希望周牧师不在线上啊，没有在听。
But the people in the Sanhedrin are the ones we would have chosen to pastor our church.
然后呢，在这个公会里边的这样的人呢，也是我们会选择来牧养教会的。
We would have chosen them as deacons and elders.
我们会选择公会里边这样的人去做执事长老。
As a teaching pastor.
让他们做这个教导牧师。
They were people who studied the Bible.
他们是这个研读圣经的人。
They kept the law.
他们真的是遵守律法。
They prayed.
他们祷告。
They gave to the poor.
他们也真的是周济穷人。
They were the best people in Jerusalem.
他们是耶路撒冷这群最好的人。
The cross, when we see the cross at the front of our church, it reminds us the best people put Jesus there.
当我们看到教会门口的十字架的时候，那就提醒我们是这个人最好的人把耶稣钉在了十字架上。
Even the Romans who executed him.
就算是这个执行这个十字架酷刑的这个罗马人。
By our standards of law today, yes, the Romans were cruel. Crucifixion was cruel.
到我们今天的法律，我们会说这个罗马人是很残忍，这个十字架刑罚是很残忍的。
But if you go back and read from that period of time, everyone else admired the Roman law.
但是呢，你去读那个时期的那个各个地方的那个历史，你会看到各个地方的人都很敬重，就是都很崇拜这个罗马人的律法。
They had careful rules, safeguards to make sure that no innocent person was executed.
他们就是有这个法律，就是很小心的，就是确保说没有无辜的人会受刑罚。
The best legal system in their world is the one that executed Jesus.
那个当时那个世界最好的这个法律系统就是判了就是杀害耶稣的。
The people who mocked Jesus weren't criminals, they weren't bad people.
那些就是嘲讽耶稣的这些人，他们不是罪犯，他们不是坏人。
They went to the temple.
他们去圣殿。
They loved their children.
他们爱他们的孩子们。
They gave to the poor.
他们也给周济穷人。
Many of them were people who had walked or ridden donkeys for miles and miles, days, in order to come to Jerusalem for Passover.
所以呢，很多人呢，他们就是真的是或者走路，或者骑着驴子，要走好几天到耶路撒冷来敬拜。
They would be the ones today that are at church early to help get ready.
他们就会是那些教会一大早起敬拜还没开始的时候早点到教会来帮助的人。
They help to clean the church.
他们也是那些会帮忙打扫卫生的人。
They hand out gospel tracts.
他们也是那些会发福音单张的人。
They're good people.
他们都是好人。
These are the ones that killed Jesus.
但是 就是这些人他们杀害了耶稣。
Part of the reason the cross is so important is this.
十字架之所以如此重要的一部分原因在于
Without the cross, we can convince ourselves that we really aren't that bad.
没有十字架，我们可以就是说服自己，我们可以确定的说，我们真的没有那么糟糕。
That if we have a good enough legal system and careful enough religious observance, we can suppress the evil that's in our heart.
如果我们有一个很好的一个法律系统，我们有小心的跟随这个宗教传统这个信仰，那我们就可以把我们心里边的这些罪恶这些恶呢给压制下去。
The cross shows who we really are.
十字架就展示了我们到底是怎么样的人。
Because the truth is, if we had been there, we would have joined the crowd.
这个真实的情况就是，如果我们当时在现场，我们也会跟那些当时那些要钉他十字架的群众在一起。
At best, we would have run and stayed away and said, "I don't want to be involved."
最好的情况就是我们就逃，就是离开现场，说我不想成为其中的一部分。
But if we're completely honest with ourselves, what we would not have done is run up to the cross and said, "Stop! Don't do this."
但是呢，如果我们真的是很对自己很坦诚，我们肯定不会去做到跟前说不停下来，不要不可以钉他十字架。我们肯定不会那样做。
We think we would. We like to think we would be a hero. But the cross shows what ordinary good people do because of what's in our heart.
然后呢，我们觉得我们会这样去做，但是十字架向我们展示说，一个普通的一个好人，他心里边到底是怎么样的。
And so that day, I said to that young lady.
所以那天我对那个年轻的女士说，学生说
，We put a cross in our church so that when we see it, we will remember. Left to ourselves, we are full of sin.
然后呢，我们在教会的门口放十字架，是要让我们自己记住，如果就是凭我们自己，我们里边是充满了罪恶。
But there's an even bigger reason we put a cross in our church.
但是有一个更大的我们把十字架放在教会门口的原因。
The cross reminds us of how great God's love was.
十字架向我们显示神的爱是何等大。
Ephesians 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Paul writes in Ephesians.
保罗在以弗所书这样写道。
He prays that we will know the love of God.
他的祷告是让我们明白基督的爱。
And in verse 19, he says something that is very wonderful.
在十九节他说了一件极好的事情。
He is praying that we will know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge.
他说让我们 知道神的爱是过于人所能测度的。
He says there's no way you can really know this. It's beyond knowledge.
他说这个真的是没办法你完全的了解，因为这个是超过我们所能知道的。
But he says, I pray that you'll know it somewhat.
但是呢，我还是祷告你们能够知道一些。知道一定的程度。
I pray that somehow you can get a hold of this.
我就祷告说，不管就怎么样呢，你们能够真的是能够抓住，能够了解神的爱。
And we get a hold of it at the cross.
但是呢，在十字架，我们就能够真的是抓住了解神的爱。
The cross shows that God is with us.
十字架就向我们展示说神和我们同在。
Remember that one of the names of Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us.
要记得耶稣他的 一个名字就是以马内利，神和我们同在。
That means he is God with us in our pain.
那就是意味着说在我们的痛苦之中，神也和我们同在。
He is God with us in sickness, in hurts, in death of a loved one.
就是在我们的疾病，在我们的痛苦，在你的这个所爱之人的这个死亡的这个难过之中，他也和我们同在。
One of the great writers about the Holocaust was a Jewish writer by the name of Elie Wiesel.
有一个就是他就是有一个很伟大的作家，他是写这个犹太人大屠杀的，他的名字叫Elie 什么的。
Wiesel was not a believer.
这位作者呢，作家呢，他不是一个基督徒。
He was not a Christian, and he was not even later a practicing Jew. But he was Jewish.
他不是基督徒，他是犹太人，但他甚至不是一个承认这个自己是犹太人的这么一个人。
And he survived the prison camps.
但是他就是是那个集中营的幸存者。
And in one of his books, he tells a story that to me, even though he wasn't a believer, is a beautiful story about the cross.
后来他记录了一个故事，对我来讲，他虽然不是基督徒，但是这个故事却是很美的，是关于十字架的一个故事。
He said that early one morning, the guards brought all of the prisoners out in the cold of, in the camp.
然后他说有一个清晨呢，还是很冷。那个士兵呢，就是那些看守的人，就把他们所有的这些被关的人呢，集中在一个广场上。
The night before, someone had stolen some food.
就是头天晚上呢，有人去偷食物。
And so they said, "We are going to choose three people at random who will be executed for this crime."
他们就说这些士兵就说我们就随便选三个人让他们因为这个罪行呢我们就随便选三个人来处死。
They called out three numbers, sets of numbers.
他们就叫了三个号码。
Two were adults and one was a young boy.
两个呢是成人但是有一个是一个年轻的男孩。
They...had three gallows, and they hung each of them on one of the gallows.
然后他们有三个绞索架，然后就把这三个人给吊起来。
Wiesel said that the two men died very quickly.
然后这个作者就说那两个成人很快就死了。
But the little boy was too, did not weigh enough, and so he did not die quickly.
然后呢，这个年轻的这个男孩呢，因为他不是很体重不是很重，所以他就没有很快的死去。
And Wiesel says that as they watch this little boy struggling and choking and suffering,
然后当他们看着这个年轻的男孩在那里挣扎，在那里就是要窒息又没有死的这种痛苦的景象
，Someone in the crowd began to shout.Where is God now?
然后就在人群中就有个人开始喊就说神在哪里
And he said, finally, an old man said,
最后呢有一位老人就说
God is where he always is.
神在他总在的地方
On the gallows.
就在那个绞索架上
Now, for Wiesel, he told that story to show the hopelessness of believing in God.
然后这个写这个故事的这个作者呢，他要是其实他要展示的是说相信神的这种无望，这种绝望。
To him, that story shows God can't help us. He's on the gallows just like we are.
然后呢，他写这个故事是要显示说神是没有办法帮助我们，就像我们一样，他就在那个绞索架上。
But I remember the first time I read that book.
但是我还记得我第一次读这本书的时候。
I read it and I began to cry.
我读了我就开始哭。
Because Mr. Vassell is right.
因为这位作者他是对的。
The gallows is a cross.
这个绞索架就是十字架。
And that cross shows that God has joined us in our suffering.
十字架就是显示神真的是和我们联合，在我们的痛苦中和我们联合。
In Jesus,
在基督里
we see that God loved us so deeply that he was willing to become part of our world.
然后在耶稣，我们就看到神这样的深爱这个世界，甚至他成为我们其中的一部分。
No one can say, God, you don't understand what it's like here.
然后没有人可以对神说，神啊，你不了解这边到底是怎么样的。
You don't understand my suffering.
你不了解我的苦楚。
He did not insulate himself from us. He became part of our world.
他没有和我们就是这样子隔绝开来，他成为我们这个世界的一部分。
The cross reminds us that he loved us enough to step into our world and become part of our suffering, share our suffering.
然后十字架就向我们展示说，神真的是爱我们到这个地步，他甚至愿意临到我们这个世界，然后呢，也分享我们的痛苦。
It shows us that that love was great enough to pay the price for our sin.
然后那个爱也大到那种程度，可以为我们的罪来付上代价。
It really would not have mattered how much he loved us if he couldn't pay the price for our sin.
不管说他有多爱我们，如果他不能就是为我们的罪付上代价的，付不了这个代价的话，那个爱其实都不重要，都没关系，无关紧要。
Paul says it like this.
保罗是这样说的，罗马书第五章，保罗这么说道。
While we were still weak, Christ died for the ungodly.
他说在我们还软弱的时候，基督就为义人死，就为罪人死。
Verse 9, we have been justified by his blood.
我们就是靠着他的血称义。
The cross was not a surprise.
十字架不是一个惊奇。
Jesus came to earth knowing what it would cost.
耶稣来到世间，他知道他要付的代价。
And part of the wonder of this week in the church calendar.
在我们教会的日历当中，这个星期的这个奇妙之处就在于
is the reminder that because of the cross, we have life.
就是提醒我们，因为十字架，我们有生命。
There is a hymn that says this very well.
有一首赞美诗就是写得非常好。
It starts with a question.
它始于有一个问题，就是在于
What can wash away my sin?
有什么可以洗，什么可以使我除罪孽？
And the answer?
这个答案就是
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
就是唯靠耶稣宝血。
What can make me whole again?
什么可以使我完全？
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
唯靠耶稣基督宝血。
Nothing can for sin atone.
没有任何可以这个赎罪。
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
唯有耶稣基督宝血。
And this line is important for all of us who think we're pretty good people.
然后这一句呢，对我们觉得自己是很不错的，我们所有觉得我们都是好人的，这句很重要。
Nothing good that I have done.
我真的是没有任何善行，没有做任何善行。
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
唯有耶稣基督保全。
I think the week between Palm Sunday and Easter is my favorite week of the church calendar.
对，教会的历史那个日历上呢，我最喜欢的一周呢，就是从这个棕榈主日到复活节这一周。
Because it is a chance to remember.
因为
这是 This is what he did for us.
这是再次有机会让我们来思想来纪念这是他为我所做的。
That's what the cross means.
那个就是十字架的意义。
Now, I told you that for each part of the creed, we'll talk about how it impacts our life.
然后呢对这个我刚开始讲过我们要来看这个使徒信经里边每一句对我们生命的影对我们的生活到底有什么影响。
And so I want to quickly do that today.
所以今天我要很快的来看。
Because I think for many Christians, they live as if the cross were just a past historical event.
对很多基督徒来讲这个十字架呢只是一个过去的历史事件。
The cross provided our salvation.
十字架真的是给我们带来了救恩。
But it also impacts our daily Christian life.
但是它也影响到我们每日的生活，作为基督徒的生活。
And I want to say three things about the cross and how it affects our life.
然后我想讲三件关于十字架的事情，然后它是如何影响我们生活的。
First of all, the cross for the Christian is our identity.
对基督徒来讲，十字架是我们的身份。
Paul said, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me."
保罗说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
If someone asks you, "Who are you?"
如果有人问你，你是谁？
Most of us will answer maybe by our job.
我们很多人可能是根据自己的工作来回答。
If I'm on a plane and someone says, "Who are you?" I usually will say, "I'm a teacher."
然后如果在飞机上有人问我说你是谁，我通常会说我是一个老师。
We might identify ourselves by our job. We might identify ourselves.If it's in a political season, often people, I can identify my neighbors by the signs in their yard.
然后呢，我们或者是我们的身份认同在于我们的工作，或者是有时候，比如说在这个选举的时候呢，我们就看这个，像我的邻居，他插的牌子，我就知道他的身份是什么。
I have a neighbor who 4 months after the election still has a Trump sign in his yard.
然后呢，我有一位邻居，那已经选举结束4个月了，他还有一个那个 Trump 的牌子放在他的这个院子里。
And I have another neighbor.
我有另外一位邻居。
20 years later, still has a sign that says, or a bumper sticker that says, "Impeach Bush."
然后呢他的那个车上呢还是有一个上面有个标志说要去弹劾布什。
I know who they are by their politics.
就看他们的这个政治表现他们的放的这些东西我就知道他们的身份。
Paul says, for the Christian, our ultimate identity is defined by the cross.
然后保罗说作为基督徒我们最终的身份就是在于基督。
Galatians 3, he says, there's neither Jew nor Greek.
加拉太书说不管是 犹太人或者希腊人。
In the church,
在教会里
Jew or Greek,
不管你是
we are not slave or free.
不管你是犹太人希腊人奴仆还是自由人。
We are not male or female.
不管是是男是女。
We are one in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督里都唯一。
Our identity is defined. defined by his death.
我们的身份在于他的死。
This is at the root of who we are.
这个就是我们身份的根本。
I have said this before at church. There is no use to ask, what would Jesus do? We're not Jesus.
我们在教会里前我讲过，就是说你去问说耶稣会怎么样做，其实这样问是没有什么没有用处的，因为我们不是耶稣。
And unless,
除非
he lives in us,
他在我们里边住着。
And now we can do what he would do through his power working in us.
靠着他在我们里边的这个能力，这个所运行的大能，我们现在可以做他会做的事。
If he is our identity,
如果他是我们的身份，我们和他认同。
Then asking what Jesus would do is very helpful because it guides how we live our new identity.
然后呢，那个时候再问说，那耶稣会做什么就很有帮助，因为那个就会帮助我们活出来我们新的身份。
But it starts with a new identity.
但是这一切都开始于一个新的身份。
Who are you?
你是谁？
I am a person of the cross.
我是一个跟随 ,you mean follow cross, 一个和十字架认同的人 ,identified with cross.
Yes, I am a disciple.
我是一个门徒。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我和耶稣同钉十字架。
And he lives in me.
他现在住在我里边，活在我里边。
The second thing I want you to see for us is the cross is our model.
第二件我想大家看到的是十字架是我们的榜样。
Now most of us don't like this very much.
通常我们基本上都不喜欢这个。
We talked about this a little bit yesterday on Palm Sunday.
昨天棕榈主日我们讲了一点点这个。
We want to follow a king.
我们想跟随一位国王。
You see, all of us follow. We are followers.
我们其实都在跟随什么？我们都是跟随者。
Little kids, a little boy stands in front of a mirror and shaves like his father.
一个小男孩会站在镜子前去学他爸爸的样子，在那刮胡子。
A little girl dresses up and sprays some perfume and says, "Mommy, I look like you."
然后小女孩呢会把自己给装打扮起来，然后再喷点香水跟妈妈说，哎妈，你看我是不是像你。
Now you are thinking, yes, but we grow out of that.
但是你会说，嗯，我们都长大了，我们没有这些。
No, we don't.
我们没有。
And the reason I say that is, turn on your TV today.
我之所以这样说，我就是说你把电视打开今天。
And there will be an advertisement for a car.
然后那个就会有这个车的广告。
With some movie star driving.
比如说有这个明星在开这个车。
And the reason they chose him for that ad instead of me.
他们之所以选那个明星而不是选我去做这个广告。
Is so that when we see that ad, we will think, ah, I can drive a whatever Honda just like that person.
然后你就想说，哦，我可以开这辆车，不管是什么车，就像那个明星那样。
We are followers.
我们都是跟随者。
The cross is our model.
十字架是我们的榜样。
Peter says, this is what you've been called to.
彼得说，这就是你们蒙召原为如此。
This is your example.
这是你们的榜样。
Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example.
因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样。
That you might follow in his steps.
叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
Again, that has to start with the new identity.
但是这再一次，这一切都始于我们新的身份。
If you skip the new identity, the model will mean nothing for you.
如果你跳过了那个新的身份，那这个榜样对你就是什么都不是。
But once I am made new, once he lives in me,
就是我一旦被成为新人，他住在我里面。
His suffering becomes a model for my life.
他的所受过的苦，他的苦就成为一个榜样。
Let me explain what I mean.
让我来解释我到底是什么意思。
Apart from Christ,
如果离开耶稣，离开基督，不谈基督。
My natural response.
我们天然的反应就是。
Is anger in the face of suffering.
然后在这个苦难面前，在这个受苦面前，我们的自然反应就是生气，发怒。
That's not fair, we say.
太不公平了，我们说。
Why should I suffer?
为什么我要受苦呢？
Anger, bitterness, that person did me wrong.
那个怒气，然后苦毒，那个人他亏待了我。
That is our natural response to suffering.
那是我们对这个苦难，对受苦的一个自然的反应。
But in our new identity,
但是在我们新的身份中，
our model for suffering becomes Christ.
我们这个面对这个受苦的榜样呢，就是基督。
Now, I told you when we looked at Christ's humanity, he did not welcome this. He did not say, oh, I'm so excited I can go to the cross. No, he was human.
我们讲过就是基督的这个人性，在他面对受苦，当他面对十字架的时候，他不是很欢迎，很高兴说，哎呀，太好了，我要受苦了。他是人，他没有这样。
We will never welcome suffering if we have any kind of unless we're mentally ill.
除非我们那个脑子有毛病，面对这个受苦，这个苦难呢，我们永远不会说就抱一种欢迎的态度。
We will not welcome it, but we will accept it in God's plan for us.
我们不会欢迎苦难，但是在神的计划中，我们会接受。
Instead of anger, there will be humble acceptance of God's will.
不是生气，不是发怒，而是那个谦卑的接受神的旨意。
Because the cross is our model.
因为十字架是我们的榜样。
And then the last thing I want to say about the cross for us.
最后一点我来讲。
The cross is our allegiance.
十字架是我们所效忠的。
Again, this goes contrary to everything about our world.
这一点是跟世界上的一切都是相对的，相反的。
Let's go back to Paul's world.
让我们再回到保罗所在的罗马世界。
Paul says, the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
保罗说，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
In other words, my allegiance is new.
对，换一句话说，现在我的忠诚是新的，我所效忠的是新的。
I no longer live by the values of this world.
我不再按着这个世界的价值而活。
So here's what that looked like in daily life.
那在每日的生活中，这个到底就是这样的，看起来就是这样子的。
Paul was in a Roman world.
保罗活在一个罗马世界里。
And the Romans valued political power.
这个罗马人很看重这个政治上的权利。
But because of the cross, Paul said, I will boast of my weakness.
因为十字架保罗说我会夸我的软弱。
So that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
可以让基督的能力在我身上彰显，可以显在我身上。
Paul was a Jew.
保罗呢，他是个犹太人。
Jews valued separation from sinners. Stay away from me. I am pure.
然后呢，犹太人他们所看重的是和罪人分开隔离，你离我远一些，因为我要过一个洁净的生活。
But Paul's allegiance is new.
但是保罗现在的他的忠心，他所效忠的是一个新的。
And he says, I've become all things to all people that by some means I might save some.
保罗说我对什么人就做什么以便我赢得一些人 为基督赢得一些人。
Paul was a scholar.
保罗是一个学者。
His scholarly world valued knowledge and education and great speech.
然后呢那个有学问的人呢有学者他们所看重的是知识是教育是一个很伟大的一个演说。
But because his allegiance was to the cross, Paul said,
因为他现在所效忠的是十字架，保罗说
I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
保罗就说我定义在你们之间不知道别的只知道基督并他钉十字架。
Living by the cross changed everything about Paul's allegiances.
就是因为靠着这个十字架这样的生活所以就改变了保罗所有所效忠的所忠于的。
And it will change everything about our allegiances.
也会真的是改变我们所忠于的每件事。
Tim Keller said, you have been saved through a dying sacrifice so that you can live as a living sacrifice.
提摩太凯勒就说你们我们被救是一个要死的将要死的这样一个牺牲这样一个祭物这样我们可以活着像一个活祭那样生活
Christ became a dying sacrifice
耶稣成为我们一个为我们而死的这样一个祭牲献牺牲
so that we can beLiving sacrifices.
我们以至于我们可以成为活祭。
Here's what that means for us.
那对我们就意味着。
You see, for many of us, we have become spoiled.
我们其实很多人都是挺被娇惯，都已经怎么说呢？被惯坏了。
Let me say that differently, because I can't say for you, but for me, I have become spoiled.
或者说对我自己来讲我被惯坏了。
Probably more spoiled than you.
可能比你们更被惯坏。
My parents were Christians.
我父母呢是基督徒。
I grew up in a church.
我在教会里长大。
My neighbors were Christians when I was young.
当我小的时候呢我的邻居也都是基督徒。
My friends at school were Christians.
我在学校里的朋友们也都是基督徒。
I worked in churches.
我也在教会里工作。
Politically, most of my people shared, the people I knew shared my beliefs.
然后呢，在政治方面呢，我大多数的朋友跟我的观念也一致。
And it becomes easy to expect my world to fit with me.
然后就很容易的就会去期待说我周围的世界呢就是跟我很相合就是都是按我的意思。
And that's not right.
那样是不对的。
The truth is,
真实的情况是
that for Christians, we will always have different values than the world around us.
就是对于基督徒来讲，我们跟周围的世界总是会有不同的价值观。
If we are Christians who are living true to biblical values, true to the cross, true to the cross.
我们真的是对那个十字架是效忠的，是真，十字架对我们是真实的。
We won't fit very well with the Democratic Party.
我们可能在民主党里边，我们就不会跟他们很相合。
And don't be offended, but we won't fit very well with the Republican Party.
我们也不会说和那个共和党的那些也很相合。
We won't fit with the ups, and we won't fit with the lower class.
我们不会说跟那个上层的社会很相合，也不会跟那个下层的社会很相合。
Our values will be different than the world around us.
我们的价值观和我们的一切跟我们周围的世界就不是，就不一致。
Our world will say, might, power brings right.
然后我们的世界会说，这个能力和这个权力就带来这个bring what? Might, power brings?
Power brings right. Might brings right. It means whoever is strongest wins.
就是说能力跟权力呢带来我们自个人的权力，就是说不管谁最强壮，谁最强盛，谁就得势。
And we will turn the other cheek.
但是我们却是把左脸把右脸给人家。
Our world will say, look out for number one.
我们的世界会说你要争当第一。
And we will go the second mile with the person who takes advantage of us.
但是我们却会给那个占我们便宜的人走两里路。
You see, if the cross is our allegiance,
如果十字架是我们所忠于的，
We will not expect our world to treat us better than it treated our master.
我们也不会期待这个世界比对待耶稣更好。
We have forgotten that.
我们已经忘掉这一点了。
We think the same people who crucified Jesus will honor us for being his disciples.
我们以为那些同样的一群钉耶稣十字架的人会尊荣我们作为耶稣的门徒。
We think the world will nail Jesus to a cross.
我们以为就是说把耶稣钉在十字架上的这个世界。
And then look at us and say, oh, you're his followers, we will honor you.
然后看着我们说，哦，你是他的跟随者，我们会给你尊荣。
Peter said, that's absurd.
彼得说那多荒谬啊。
If they mistreated him, they will mistreat you.
如果他们苦待了耶稣基督，他们也会苦待你。
He is our allegiance.
他是我们所忠于的，所效忠的。
So the cross means this.
所以十字架对我们而言就是。
In our daily life.
在我们每一日的生活中。
This is who we are.
这就是我们的身份。
He is our model.
他是我们的榜样。
We won't be surprised when we suffer.
所以当我们受苦的时候，我们不会吃惊。
We will expect it.
我们会期待，我们就是不会吃惊，我们就会说等待。
But here is the wonderful news.
但是这个好消息在于
If we die with him, we will live with him.
如果我们和他同死，也必和他同活。
Next Sunday is Resurrection Day.
下个主日就是复活的日子。
And next week we'll start looking at the resurrection.
下一堂课我们就会看主耶稣基督的复活。
Because as his disciples suffer with him, we have the promise of being resurrected with him.
作为他的门徒，我们有，如果我们和他一同受苦，我们也有和他一同复活，一同复活的应许。
And that makes the cross worthwhile.
那是就让十字架这一切都配得，都值得。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you that you loved us enough to come into our world.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你如此的爱我们，来到我们这个世间。
To suffer for us.
为我们而受苦。
God, help us to love you and to be faithful to you.
帮助我们真的是爱你，对你忠心。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.